Hey, Rockstar! Welcome to the birthday episode. Yes! Go, 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 Rafi! It's your birthday! Go, go, go! Yeah, it's my birthday. And for this year's episode, actually, I wanted to do something different. In fact, I got the host of Miss P Speaks podcast, my sis, Tommy P, to actually do like a mini interview with me. And you know, we spoke about how this year had gone and everything like that. But when I was editing the episode, right, I realized that I wasn't over the way some things that I spoke about that happened this year had gone. And putting out that episode would mean that I have to relive all of that again, despite knowing that I haven't healed. And if there's anything I have learned, is that when I revisit the topic, it puts me in a space I do not want to be. And I'm like, I'm not going to have that for my birthday week. So I decided to shelve the episode. I don't know if I will ever publish that episode, but I'm deciding to focus more in the ways that I grew this year. Because if there is any year that I experienced growth in an astronomical manner, it was definitely this year. I grew in every aspect of my life this year, in terms of character, in terms of my spirituality, in terms of me as a human being, because this year tested the very fabric of who I am, the very foundation of what I believe in myself. Like, this year was the year that said to me, Rafi, if you think you're all of these things, show me how much you are all of these things. And I would like to say that I excelled in some places. I did not excel in some places, but I'm really grateful. For all the tears that I shed this year, it was a learning process for me. It was a really learning process. So I'll talk about the areas in which I grew. First off, I move around in this world happy-go-lucky. That's who I am, to be honest. I move around with that in my head. I move around knowing that whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Just keep enjoying yourself. But this year really tested that. There was a period this year where happiness and me were not friends. Like, I really understood what it meant to be sad, and I really understood what it meant to be betrayed and heartbroken. That tested me. It tested my ability to still love and to still be there and to still be a productive and a supportive partner, even when my trust is broken. This year tested that. And I realized that we don't really control how our hearts move, because believe me, I did try my possible best to even fling away whatever feelings, but that didn't work. And I realized that I am quite a patient person, but this year also tested my patience level. It really tested my patience level. And I really kind of discovered also that in my patience, I actually could also be passive aggressive. So I had to also work on not being a passive aggressive person. Knowing how to deal with how I feel and knowing how to present that in a way that I'm not trying to be aggressive. And I also had to really sit with my thoughts and really probe them. This was the year where I had to develop something I call the two-factor authentication, which is, one, this action I'm about to take, am I taking it from a place of hurt? Am I taking it from a place of jealousy? Am I taking it from a place of I want to show them? Or am I taking it because this is something I truly want to do? And the second one was, is this a good thing to do? And also, before all of the situation that happened in my life, when I was happy-go-lucky, when I was still just Rafi moving around the world, would I have taken this position? Or am I taking this position now because of the situation around me? Those two things were the things that really guided me going forward, that really guided the way that I thought, the way that I did some things. I have not been 100%, but those were the two things that I really, really like. I really learned. I've really grown so much. I've grown from a girl that was, you know, happy-go-lucky, to the girl that now understands that happiness is fantastic, but sadness and disappointments are also part of the journey of life, and that it should not change me into somebody else. It should sharpen out the edges that are rough, and it should make me appreciate the dynamics of humans. Yeah. And most importantly, this year, I also learned that nothing is truly yours, to be honest. Absolutely, you don't own anything. Not even your body. Because I remember seeing a video somewhere where somebody was saying, oh, the only thing you own is your body. You don't even own your body. Because you go to sleep, you're fine, you're all right. You wake up the next day, your eyes are paining you. If you could control your body, your eyes will not be paining you, right? So you don't even own your body. All you can do is take care of the things that are in your possession at that particular time. Nothing that you have is truly yours. Honestly, nothing. So for the time that you are spending with the things that you have, whether it's material or immaterial, just take care of those things in the best way that you can. Another way that I grew this year would definitely be my communication. I mean, I've always been very good at communication, but when you are having to communicate how you feel, how you're hurting, and not trying to pass on blame, you have to be able to do that in a way that is distinct, in a way that is different. And I had to learn that this year. So when you're having to form a relationship with somebody that on a very good day, you would rather not form that relationship, I also learned that communicating in that manner is also a different ball game. So I also had to learn communication in that manner. When it also came with communicating with my parents as well, I've always been quote unquote a good girl. I really never struggle with having to obey my parents or having to obey instructions or having to have any issues with them per se. But this year, a lot of things came up that we kind of clashed a little bit in the way that we agree on some things that I wanted to do or some things they wanted me to do. And I had to look for a way to communicate that, see, this thing, I'm not going to do it. And it's not because I disrespect you, it's because I want to be able to safeguard what is left of myself. Communicating this year is definitely something that I had to learn on a different scale, you know, because it's easy to communicate to somebody when you're happy with them. But now when you are communicating and you're hurt about something and you feel some type of way about a situation and you're trying your possible best to be civil, you have to now find a different way to communicate. So that was an interesting way of life to learn. I have grown in all kinds of ways this year, also grown in terms of my work, and I've also grown in terms of how to put myself out there, and I've also grown in terms of how I view so many things. You know, usually I'm the kind of person that I would love to have a plan in my head, like even if it's not a fully formed plan, I want to have a rough sketch of what it looks like. This year is the year that I learned that sometimes it's okay, just let's just free it. It's okay to not have an image, because this year I don't even have an image of what 2024 is going to look like, but I'm happy and I'm content because I am in touch with the one that makes the plans. Yes, reason like Allah, Almighty Allah is the one that makes the plans. He's the one that puts those plans into motion. And in as much as I do not lose my connection with him and I continue to work on my relationship with him, I'll be fine. This year, I learned that. I learned that in a very big way, because despite all the things that were happening to me this year, holding on, you know, to the relationship that I cultivated, that I have been trying to cultivate with Almighty Allah, is the only thing that kept me whole. And that was a big lesson, knowing that you can do everything right, but sometimes only the one who knows the plans can tell you exactly how it will go. So yeah, those are some areas in which I've grown. And honestly, this year has taught me to also value the person that I am. If I never thought that was a big deal before, this year I realized that, like my friend would say, Rafi, BK, she'd say, Rafi, you are a big deal. And this year, I kind of got that. I'm a big deal. And I'm not saying it to be arrogant. I'm not saying it to be prideful. I'm saying it from a deep sense of humility. I'm saying it from a place of completely understanding that I even shocked myself with the way that I have moved with some situations, but that's because I have grown to hang on to my relationship and my communication and my connection with Almighty Allah. I think that was the thing that really helped me through in terms of all the growing that I had to do this year. Even in my spirituality, I really grew. I mean, I'm now really very, you know, very steady with my askar. That's like our daily prayers, apart from the prayers that we pray you know, there's like also all the small supplications that you have to do. I'm now quite regular with those. Alhamdulillah, I hope to continue being even more regular. This is the 1 year where Ramadan is coming and my heart is not doing bing, 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 because I have covered all of my fast. Usually, I wait until the Ramadan is really close and then I'm struggling. I mean, this year is even the year that I really even like started dedicating myself to like voluntary fast as well. So in that area as well, I really grew. And in terms of even memorizing some verses of the Holy Quran, I've slacked a little bit, but I'm hoping to get back there again. And this year is a year that even my Ramadan was very productive for me, you know. So I'm really thankful for the way that I have grown in my spirituality, from the way that I have grown as a person, from the way that I have grown as a wife, from the way that I have grown as a daughter, and even my siblings, you know, on the way that I communicate with them. Things have definitely been an up. Before, I would, you know, just send money to my siblings, to be honest. That's it. Just send money to them. But now I'll have a conversation. We'll talk about issues. They are free to come to me with issues. And that was a different level of growth that I also saw myself go through this year. In terms of my friends as well, I learned to rely on them for just letting them love upon me. I mean, I'm good at letting them love upon me, but I'm not good at letting them love upon me in my dark times. But this year, when darkness cover you, you go realize, say, you need person who go feel on you can do, honestly. So I really learned to rely on my friends and just be able to open up completely, just realizing that it's fine. It's fine that other people see you at your most vulnerable. Even in terms of the podcast, despite how everything has gone, the podcast definitely grew. I'm not even going to lie. I don't remember the number that we came into this year with, but I know that we are exiting with more than 56,000 plays, right? And I think that we also clocked over 700 episodes. And we also clocked 5 years of podcasting this year, even though I didn't celebrate anything and I didn't do anything about it. But next year, we go again. Number 6 has always been special to me. I mean, I was born on December 6th. So hopefully, for 6 years of the podcast, something amazing will go down, something beautiful would happen. And I can't wait. It's been a year of plenty tears. It's been a year of wins as well in terms of work. It's also been a year of growing spiritually. And I am really thankful for what year 30 brought as we step into year 31. As much as I don't see what the future is going to look like, you know, usually I'll tell you maybe the plans of the podcast and all of that. The one thing that I just want and praying for this year that I would really want for it to manifest is travel. I just got my passport and I would really love to travel to a lot of places this year. I know that would probably require money, visas, all of those things. I don't know how that's gonna go because right now I don't think I have the funds. But like I said, I'm in touch with the one who makes all the plans. So I will not fret. I would really love to travel, honestly. Like, traveling is just what I want to do this year. Travel, document my life, and just enjoy taking care of Rafi and loving up on Rafi, and just knowing that the girl went through fire, but she came out unburnt. Yeah, I think that's what this episode will be named. 31, the unburnt version. But overall, believe me, I do hope to bring you quality interviews like I've always done, quality bands from my head, and even more interesting Monday motivation episodes. And who knows, maybe new segments and maybe new things. I don't know. But whatever it is, it would always be something that has a touch of excellence. So look out for that. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for reaching out to me all the times I was, you know, silent. Thank you so much for loving me. Thank you so much for always putting the podcast top of mind. It's a really small community, but I value it. I really, really value it. And I'm grateful. Send me all those birthday wishes on Twitter, Instagram. I want to be saying thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to be writing it. I want to be saying it, you know. Even if it's gift you want to send me, send it. Send it. You know what I'm saying? You have no idea how happy I am that I'm making these jokes and I'm happy and I'm talking like this because there was a time where there was no jokes. So to be able to joke right now is such a blessing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. The girl is 31. She's free and she's unburnt. Let's see what the year brings. Thanks for listening.